This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty. Coming up, Zen and the Art of Playing Golf. But first, the case of Alexander Litvinenko, the former KGB officer poisoned in London last November, continues to disrupt relations between Britain and Russia. Moscow has ruled out extraditing the main suspect in the case, a man who this week accused British intelligence of involvement in the murder. A recently released video that Litvinenko made before his death has only added to the mystery and the growing gulf between Russia and the West. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Britain says Litvinenko's murder is an extraordinarily grave crime that was committed in Britain against a British citizen and so must be tried in Britain. But Moscow has poured cold water on the idea. Yesterday, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said London is using the Litvinenko case as part of a political campaign that's damaging its relations with Russia. Litvinenko, who died of radioactive polonium in London last November, was an outspoken Kremlin critic who on his deathbed blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for ordering his poisoning. The Russian authorities strenuously deny the charge. Shortly after Litvinenko's death, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the murder was actually carried out by Russia's enemies.
Those who are standing behind that killing, most probably they were pointed at Russia's image abroad, and they were trying to destabilize my country.
Critics say the stark differences over the Litvinenko case show how different a place Russia is from the West. Litvinenko himself painted a grim picture of his native country, beginning, publicly at least, in an extraordinary 1998 videotape that came to light last month. In the videotape, Litvinenko and two Security Service colleagues testify to refusing to carry out orders from their superiors to murder and kidnap wealthy Russians. An agitated, youthful Litvinenko says his bosses were acting on their own for personal profit and that he understood he was risking his life by speaking out against them.
I've never feared for my life, but I do fear for the lives of my wife and child. I also know that even if they kill me, my wife, and child, they won't stop. If these people aren't stopped now, this lawlessness will swallow the entire country. Things will be worse than they were under Stalin.
The officer said the video was a kind of insurance, to be played only if something were to happen to them. Former television news anchor Sergei Dorenko recorded the videotape and appears in it. He says he believes Litvinenko's fears then were prescient.
Sometimes you have to pay with your life and death for everybody to hear you. He said it, and even later I published a piece of this material and nobody wanted to hear it. And now it's interesting because Litvinenko paid with his life.
Britain is charging former Russian Security Service officer Andrei Lugavoy with killing Litvinenko. But when Lugavoy appeared in front of reporters this week to dismiss the charge, he launched into his own attack. Lugavoy accused Litvinenko of being a British spy who tried to recruit him to find compromising information about Putin. He said it was part of a Western media war against him and Russia.
They created a story of a Russian James Bond who snuck into a nuclear facility and cold-bloodedly poisoned his friend. It was done for the British authorities to save face and compromise Russia.
Whoever killed Litvinenko, the latest accusations from Britain's top suspect, are contributing to a growing split between Russia and the West. Litvinenko's supporters say that may have been exactly what those who ordered his murder wanted to bring about. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.